People may be buying more, but it's worth remembering that millions of Americans are still out of work. And even so, many employers say they can't find the people they need. So companies are encouraging their own workers to keep a lookout for talent. And workers can earn cash bonuses if someone they refer gets hired. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
You'll find employee referral programs in all kinds of industries, from technology to finance, manufacturing to healthcare.
We've had great success with it.
Jennifer Richards heads up human resources at the Virginia Mason Medical Center, one of Seattle's major healthcare providers.
In the last 2 years, we've brought in quite a few staff members, particularly nurses, medical assistants, patient care techs, as well as some other non-clinical positions, IS, management, and so on.
Everything going all right? Just checking in to see if you need anything. Okay.
Purva Virgenkar is a recent hire. A few months ago, she contacted a fellow University of Michigan alum who works at the medical center.
It was a very generic email saying, hi, I'd like to just speak with you if you have some time. And
Virgenkar wasn't really looking for a job, just information when she emailed Jolyn Succo, who oversees some performance improvement programs here. The two women didn't know each other, but Succo says they hit it off instantly.
We probably talked a good hour.
Yeah,
and quite frankly, she just asked wonderful questions of me, and I appreciated that she wanted to know about the organization and the culture because, you know, every organization has a different culture, and not every culture is for everybody.
And Succo says the longer they chatted, the more she thought,
this is somebody that we should really look at and talk to more.
So she referred Virgenkar to the hiring managers. Her motivation, she says, wasn't money. In fact, she'd forgotten about her employer's referral bonuses, which range from $700 to $2,000. Rather, Succo had a feeling, reinforced by a phone call to someone they had both worked with, that this was someone who would be an asset to the organization. Mary Pernke is a nurse and a recruiting supervisor here.
I think one of the things that we get by bringing on board somebody that's known by one of our staff members is we've already begun to establish an element of trust.
Employers feel like they know more about the person they're about to hire, and new employees who've been referred likely feel more comfortable too. When Purva Virgenkar came on board, for example, she felt like she already had an ally.
The very first day when I was taught how to log into my email, I already had an email from Jolyn saying, welcome, we're so happy that you're here, and let me know how I can help you in any way, and let's get coffee.
It's no secret that when new employees feel connected to an organization, they often perform better. And the employee who made the referral feels good, too, because someone valued their opinion. Many of America's largest employers have referral programs. John Sullivan, a management professor at San Francisco State University, puts the figure at about 85% of Fortune 100 companies.
If your company's not doing a lot of hiring, it's critical that you get the right people for those few positions, and employee referrals just turns out to be the best method to do that.
Some observers worry that relying on employees to find talent can lead to a lack of diversity in the workplace. But Sullivan suggests a well-conceived recruiting program can avert that. Evidence suggests that referred employees often perform at very high levels, but there's yet another reason employers like these programs. They're cost-effective. The initial recruiting costs are lower, and because referred employees tend to stay longer, employers save money on future recruiting efforts. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.